The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports the arrest of a man on drug charges. Arrest records show 43-year-old Sean Stubbs of Lebanon, Missouri, was arrested on charges of felony possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and no seatbelt. Stubbs was taken to the Douglas County Jail and was later released. A man was arrested on Friday evening in Douglas County on drug charges. According to arrest records, 57-year-old Blaine Bennett of Willow Springs, Missouri, is charged with felony possession of a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance, no seatbelt, and no valid license. Bennett was taken to the Douglas County Jail and was later released. A Donovan woman was injured in a Ripley County crash on Thursday morning. According to crash reports, a 2003 Lincoln Town Car driven by 79-year-old Laura Jackson of Donovan, Missouri, was traveling eastbound on US 160, 8 miles east of Donovan, when the vehicle ran off the right side of the roadway, overcorrected, and overturned off the right side. Jackson had minor injuries after the crash and was taken by ambulance to the Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center for treatment. The United States Geological Survey reports a minor earthquake in the southeastern portion of Izard County. According to USGS officials, the 2.1 magnitude earthquake was located 2.5 miles northwest of Mount Pleasant on Friday morning at 5:37. The location is also 41 miles southeast of Mountain Home. The USGS database does report that minimal people felt the quake, which is usual for quakes under the level 3 magnitude. USGS does ask the public to report to them if you might have felt the quake. The Theramamith Spring Rotary Club has made a donation of $600 to Ozarks Healthcare Foundation's fundraising campaign to purchase a mobile mammography unit. The funds raised will be used to help with costs associated with the purchase of the mobile mammography unit for Ozarks Healthcare later this year. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, finding breast cancer early reduces the risk of death from the disease by 25 to 30% or more. Women should begin having mammograms yearly at age 40 or earlier if they're at high risk. Annual mammograms are the best way to detect breast cancer in its earliest, most curable stages. The Ozarks Healthcare Foundation is currently seeking pledges and donations for the campaign from individuals, businesses, and other organizations. Any business or organization interested in making a donation is asked to call the Ozarks Healthcare Foundation at 417-853-5200, or you can contact Josh Reeves at j.reeves@ozhcare.com. The Howe County Sheriff's Office reports with deep regret the passing of a deputy sheriff. According to a release from the Sheriff's Office on January 20th at 10:45 p.m., Corporal Michael Wall succumbed to complications stemming from injuries he sustained in an off-duty motor vehicle crash on December 27th of the previous year. Corporal Wall began his career with the Howe County Sheriff's Office on March 7th of 1997 and has provided faithful and honorable service to the county for a period of 24 years and 10 months. Sheriff Brent Campbell says, quote, Corporal Wall was well respected by his seniors, peers, and subordinates. He was always eager to assist in developing systems and the means to maintain security throughout the courthouse. He was an asset to our community and will be missed by those who knew him, end quote. Corporal Wall is survived by his wife, daughter, 5 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. The memorial service for Corporal Michael Wall will be announced at a later date. E-Communications' Mike Cray spoke to the Theramamith Spring Rotary Club on Friday afternoon about the upcoming Country Cares for Kids St. Jude Radiothon that will be here on February 9th. Many local families have been affected by childhood cancer, and St. Jude never sends a family home with a bill.
You know, I'm estimating probably the initial treatment and the cure around $300,000, maybe a little more. Now, the minimum is at $450,000, and treatment can go up to $1 million.
The Radiothon will begin at 6 a.m. on K-Country 95.1, 100.9 The Train, and AM 1290 and FM 103.7 The Gift. For more information on the Radiothon, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Andrew Eggman with Shelter Insurance in West Plains joined us Friday morning to discuss an upcoming fundraiser for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Eggman tells us more about the event.
We're going to have a baked good auction. There's two ball games that night. It's just the boys playing, and they've actually moved the JV boys game up to 5:30 that evening. And so we're going to do the Baked Auction in between the JV and the varsity boys game.
The family of the players are asked to bring a baked good item with them.
We're asking for the two communities to come together. All the parents, grandparents, all the people coming from Thayer and Bakersfield to bring a baked good and participate in the auction, because all the money is going to the kids at St. Jude.
For more information, call Andrew Ekman at 417-257-4301. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson held his weekly media briefing on COVID-19 on Friday. While a large majority of the briefing was regarding Omicron cases across the state of Arkansas, Governor Hutchinson did touch on schools closing due to an increase in sickness, and he says he's thankful for administrators and teachers who are navigating their schools correctly.
I'm very proud of our education team, then our schools, because they're managing through this very effectively. You'll see that because of the steps that we have taken to increase hospital capacity, the steps that have been taken to provide at-home tests, the steps that are taken to be flexible in terms of the contact tracing, it's allowing the schools to continue. And you'll see that those that have shifted to virtual have decreased. Our hospital capacity is still there, despite the high number of hospitalizations that we see.
A representative with the Arkansas Department of Education spoke at the briefing on Friday, and she says the data is better compared to last week.
We have seen a much better week for schools in terms of the data. Last week, we had 108 districts that had to implement a district-wide modification, which meant that the impact of COVID-19 caused the district to have to close for all campuses. This week, that number has gone down to 49 modifications district-wide of on-site instruction. And of that 49, a great number of those were due to weather-related issues that caused the district to have to close to on-site instruction. So we hope that is a positive sign for the future. We do know from talking with schools that they are now able to have more of their staff return. They've having fewer students who are having to be out. That's not to minimize that there are still issues going on at more localized at individual campuses within schools, and that does have an impact on students, on staff, on parents, and the community. But we are confident that the manner in which districts are making decisions and trying to minimize the impact of COVID in terms of learning, that the plans we have in place are working.
To view the full COVID-19 update from Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, the ECNN News app, and more. We're everywhere you need us. Don't forget to consider carefully the recommendations for the COVID-19 vaccine. Think about you and others. At ECNN, we care.